Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
Maybe not, but hey, we try every day, right? Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Let's get to our guest. She is attorney Jane Duker. And Jane, welcome back into the show.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good. Post-election, how are you doing?
I am doing good. I'm, you know, no regrets. Glad I did it. And I'm going to continue to be a vocal critic of Sam Page and his corrupt administration.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I saw him out there trying to lobby now to get rid of the only two Republicans who are the two Republican seats, I think, that are up this time for county council so he can have complete dominance on there. I'm not sure that trick's going to work. What's your take on it?
I mean, I think those seats are probably safe, but you know, this is what's very upsetting to me is the first thing out of the box isn't about, hey, how do we make St. Louis County better? How do we reduce crime? How do we develop some sort of economic recovery plan from the pandemic? His first story out of the box is about how he thinks he's going to take over the world. I mean, he has a very disturbing personality to be an executive. All he cares about is consolidating his power, not helping the citizens. And 67,000 people of like 670,000 registered voters voted for Sam Page. So 10% of registered voters are electing this guy.
Wow.
So, I mean, I am concerned that apathy, you know, or people feeling like they can't make change is, you know, sat people at home. So now we're going to have a county executive who basically was elected by 10% of registered voters.
Yeah. So what do we do now? I mean, I had Catherine Penner on, the Republican who shocked Shamed Dogan to win the Republican nomination. I mean, she's coming from ground zero. Nobody knows her. She's apparently not planning on raising any money. So we're now facing the very real prospect of there's no chance that Sam Page doesn't get reelected. Right.
I agree. And sadly, we just have two horrible candidates for this race. And I'm sad about it. I'm deeply sad about the direction of the county. And so, what do we do? We have to start looking at, like, you know, ranked voting or nonpartisan elections. I mean, Sam Page has managed to turn St. Louis County into a hotbed of cultural issues that's completely divorced from just making the trains run on time.
Yeah,
and
you know, I've been a critic. I've been a critic of that ranked choice voting. I mean, I'm glad that it didn't get enough signatures to get on the ballot in Missouri.
It depends on the type. There are gradations there, like the city system. That's terrible. If you get 50% of the vote first in the primary, you win the election. I mean, there are ways to do ranked choice voting that will moderate candidates as opposed to rigging the system further. I'm against rigging the system further. I'd be for a version of nonpartisan voting in local elections.
Well, I wonder, clearly it didn't make a difference in the end, but do you feel like there were people who took a Democrat ballot who normally wouldn't to try to support you in this race?
Yeah, I do, because there were more Democratic votes in the county executive's race than there was in the U.S. Senate race.
Okay.
So I suspect that that was crossover, or I suspect people were more interested in the county executive race. But when you overall look, we were in this campaign for 100 days. I mean, that's not a lot of time. I raised over $600,000, got my message out, and got 40,000 votes, close to 40,000. And so I'm proud of what we accomplished in such a short period of time. But, the apathy out there, I think, was the biggest problem. I think people just were not interested in getting into the primaries. And it's a shame because now, you know, you saw what he did in 2 years. Just imagine what he's going to do in 4. And now we have Lisa Clancy embroiled in a horrible conflict of interest that Paige knew about.
And she did vote on these at least locations, right, for marijuana dispensaries zone. While also doing some contract work for some of these companies. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it wasn't the fact that she did contract work. That in and of itself is not illegal because it's a part-time job. But when you start pushing for and voting on legislation to benefit an entity that you're taking money from, that if that's not a conflict, I don't know what is. I mean, I would like somebody to point out how what she did is any different than what the alderman did in the city, except that she took a check and they took money out of, you know, a cash machine.
Wow.
When you're pushing legislation for people you're getting money from, that's a conflict. If that's not a conflict, I don't know what is.
Well, here we go again. So between now and November, who are you going to be working for?
I'm just going to be working for calling out the truth.
Okay.
So I'm going to continue to inform people about what's going on with the Page administration, how there is no, you know, really no governance going on whatsoever, and how dangerous it is for county citizens.
Can people do, is a write-in possible at this point?
If people register, I've had people ask me to register to vote, you know, because you have to register in order to become a legitimate write-in candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had people request that I, you know, that I register in order for a write-in, but I've never seen a write-in make any difference, sadly.
I would just love to know who the 55% of Democrats were that voted to keep this guy in office. I don't know.
You know what? I don't know who they are. I mean, seriously, I traversed this county everywhere. He did nothing. He stayed in his, you know, in his bubble, did nothing. And I am really curious. Now, I am very disturbed that he had Tony Weaver, who's been indicted on the kickback scheme. He was at polling places up in North County handing out materials for Paige.
Wow.
It just never ends. It's on display. So, I mean, just open and notorious.
So much power that you don't even have to worry about the image of impropriety. It's amazing.
Exactly.
Jane Duker, listen, thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Have a great day.
Yeah, good talking to you. Good to get her on here. And she's right. I feel her frustration there. But we do. I don't know if Catherine Penner is going to carry on a legitimate campaign or not. I hopefully some local Republicans are working with her on that at this point. We had her on last week. By the way, if you didn't hear it, you can go back and look at the 971talk.com page, and we've got it on there. You can listen to her in her own words and what she's planning to do to run, which includes not raising any money, which is a little bit of a head scratcher to me. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Stacey Washington. Stacey on the right, anxious to hear her take on this Mar-a-Lago story, right, and what's going on with that. That's always, you know, something that Stacey's been down to Mar-a-Lago. I know she's got contacts with the president's camp. It'll be interesting to hear what she has to say about all this. Coming up at 8:35.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.